I am presently a board member on the Wrangell Hospital Board. I was appointed by the mayor when the position came open. I sent in a letter saying that I would be willing to sit on the board, and I was appointed.
And when was that?
Probably November, December last year, something like that.
Okay, so it was in 2015?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And why are you running for the hospital board?
Basically, I worked at the hospital for 22 years as a CFO, and I figured when I worked there, it was hard to work with a board when no one understood how the hospital works. So I figured that's where my expertise is, that I could be more beneficial on the board because I would understand more what's happening.
And what are some issues that you have tackled while on the board?
We've been working on hiring personnel, permanent personnel, so we don't have travelers. And Mr. Rang has been working towards trying to come up with ideas for a new facility. And, you know, because the hospital needs replacing very badly. And those are basically the targets.
And are those are continuing issues you'd like to keep working on if you were to be elected?
Yes, they would have to keep on. The way the medical job sources are throughout the United States, everybody's looking for people. So just because you get enough people, there's going to be more needed all the time. So you have to keep working at that. Try to have your staff, because it takes permanent people to offer services because traveling people can't do some of them. And so it's very beneficial to have your own people.
Part of working on that would be the grant to get the hospital housing built that Rang is currently working on?
That would put in housing for the people that are travelers, or when we hire new people and they move to town and can't find housing, that would give them an option to live there until they could find something. And so it would be more beneficial to try to help people when they do come and try to get more to come for that reason. Over the years that I worked at the hospital, there was quite a few people that would be hired and then couldn't find housing and so couldn't come, you know, and so it is a good idea.
What are the next steps as far as the new hospital is concerned?
I think they have, talked to some of the grant people with Rasmussen, and they're thinking about opening up more grants again, and then we'd have to have preliminary grants to do the architecture and to get the certificate of need and things like that to build the new facility. But those are all preliminary things, and if we can get a grant to pay for that, that would be very helpful.